You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, 21 minutes before one, we're going to reach our pastor now, who's going to be answering our question for today. Pastor, he's already answering. Pastor Bangai Moy is going to be joining us in a short while, and we'll be able to get into our conversation for today. Pastor Moy, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon. Yes, I'm able to hear you.
Yes, how are you, my pastor?
I'm very fine. How are you today?
I'm all right, Pastor. I'm all right. In spite of it all, I am all right. Our question for today, Pastor, is it healthy for pastors to shepherd more than one church?
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to answer that question based on my experience so far.
Okay.
Okay, before I go to pastoral, I used to think of this. Are you able to hear me?
I am, Pastor. It's just that it sounds as though you're in the wind. It's blowing into your phone. So while you're talking, something is blowing into your... If you could just cover perhaps the part that has your microphone with your hand. I don't know if you're able to do that.
All right. Is it clear now?
It's much better, Pastor. Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So I would say before I joined Pastoral Week, I used to think as if Pastoral Week is all about preaching, but there is more to that.
Mm.
Okay? Because a pastor is a shepherd.
Right.
And let's say if you have more than one congregation, it is unhealthy to the pastor and also the members.
Okay.
Because when you look at the nature of pastoral work, there is the aspect of administration.
Yeah.
A pastor is not just a preacher.
Okay.
He's an administrator. Okay. Now, when you talk of administration, the pastor needs sometimes. He needs training.
Oh, I'm struggling to hear you again now, Pastor. I don't know what happened. You were nice and clear, and then now it's getting muffled.
Is it clear now?
Try again, Pastor, please.
Maybe you will try to round the call again.
Say that again.
Maybe you try to call again.
Okay, let's try that. Let's try and call you again, my pastor. It is important that we hear what you're saying. We're not doing it just for the sake of doing it. We're doing it because we want to hear what the pastor is saying. So I'm going to try and call the pastor back, and hopefully that when we get him back on the line, we will be able to hear him loud and clear. All right, let's try that again. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. I also can hear you now. Just go ahead. Let's see if we can work with that.
All right. So I was saying, Pastor, it's not about preaching, but more of administrative work. So when you look at the nature of Pastor, the pastor is not a preacher in the district, but an administrator. So if the pastor happens to have more than one congregation, it is unhealthy to the pastor and also the members that the pastor is shepherding. Because the pastor is supposed to know each and every form of a member. Hello, is it clear?
We're listening, Pastor. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Yes, so the pastor is supposed to know the members where they stay, what they need, and what they are lacking in their homes. So if the pastor happens to have more than one church, it may affect the nature of the work for the pastor. Why? Because administrative work will be affected. Let's say maybe, for example, where I come from here, there are some districts which have got 50 churches. Now, is it easy for the pastor to visit all the churches within a short period of time? It may take time for the pastor to go back to the church that he had visited recently Why? Because he still needs to visit a lot of churches that are in his district. So on that one, it is important for the pastor to have more than one church. Because administrative work there quite extensive. So if it is to happen, there will be compromise. And the church members will be suffering. You don't need a pastor and every time. The pastor is a counselor in the district. There are a lot of people who are facing a lot of challenges that the pastor is supposed to address to them.
I
And
hear you.
the challenge is that the pastor can help.
Okay.
And if the pastor has more than one church, sometimes he may be drained spiritually. Why? Because he is tired and he doesn't have enough time for the family. So that may be challenging to the pastor. So my advice is that maybe if the district is too large, it has to be aligned in two zones or small territories so that the pastor can manage well the people that he's supporting.
So do tell me, Pastor, I do understand that there is some administrative work that needs to be done by the pastor. But I do also have an understanding, particularly in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we have elders who have responsibilities. We have deacons who have responsibilities to the members. What is it that the pastor is needed for if the elders have got the same responsibilities as the pastor, the deacons have the same responsibilities as the pastor? What exactly is this that the pastor is going to do that the deacons and the elders are not doing?
All right, and that's one, because there are responsibilities given to the elders, particularly they have got their own duties, and the pastor has his own duties also. Now, the pastor is trained in that particular field. Elders are not trained. Elders are trained by the pastor to carry out some particular duties in the district. Now, sometimes you have
Sorry,
to find
my
the right
pastor. I think that line is dipping again. Are you saying the elders are not trained, but the pastor is trained? Is that what the pastor is saying?
Yes. Now, when you look at the duties of the elders, they are less to the duty of the
I've read them and I've been training elders and deacons myself. I never saw them that way, but I hear you. In scripture, there is no pastor that has ever been trained. Quite frankly, the bishop of Corinth, Timothy, was never trained. He simply traveled with Paul. He wrote some letters with Paul. He listened to Paul's guidance, and he was the bishop of Corinth. And all these other elders and people who led churches, whether it is in Corinth or Ephesus, or it doesn't really matter. The people who were leaders there were never trained as leaders. Peter himself, who was the head of the church, the first church, the early church, he was never trained. I'm not quite sure what this training we're talking about. What is this training that the pastor is referring to?
All right, thank you for that. Again, it depends with the kind of elder you have in your district. Because sometimes when you look at the rural settings, the people that you find in rural areas, they may not manage to carry out the duties that they need to do because pastoral work is professional. So there
I
are
just need I
some.
just need the pastor to clarify this part of training. Jesus is the bishop of all bishops, is the priest of all priests, is the pastor of all pastors, but he was never trained. Quite frankly, Jesus never even wrote a book. We don't know whether he could read or write or not. Again, I beg the question, what is this training that you're talking about, my pastor?
I'm not able to get you clearly.
My question is on the training that my pastor is saying is given to pastors. What training is given to pastors that renders their work more and the work of the elders less, as the pastor is saying. And I'm giving examples of Jesus himself. Jesus was never educated as Paul was educated. The only person who is known to be educated is the Matthew. Was Matthew the teacher, the tax collector, and the doctor, Luke, and the lawyer, Paul, and the rest were not really educated formally at all, quite frankly. They were vocationally trained. Jesus himself was vocationally trained as a carpenter. Not quite sure, again, I understand what this training the pastor is talking about. Can we explain what this training you're talking about is, my pastor? Because Jesus was not trained, Peter was not trained, Timothy was not trained, and the list goes on.
All right. It is very important to understand that we are in the modern world and there are some issues that need to be dealt with professionally. Okay, for example, when you look at the elders, there are some items that they cannot manage to handle in the district. Okay, but that's the reason why pastors, they are required to go to school. Or even when you look at the Bible, the original language on how it was written, sometimes you might find that there are some errors that you find that need to be dealt with in the Bible. But pastors are trained to give solutions to the problems that are there in the Bible.
Just point out that training. I understand, my pastor. I need you to point out, what is this training that pastors are given that elders, Jesus, Peter, and all of them don't have?
The training that they are given is to equip members or the elders, to train them so that they can be effective in their duties.
Jesus was never trained, but he was able to train his disciples. Peter was never trained, but he was able to train the other disciples. What is this that requires you to have a university degree?
Yeah, as I've mentioned already, to say the training for pastors is very important. It helps them to be effective in their ministry, and they'll be able to understand things according to the way they are in the world. Because we know the world is modern this time, and there are some things that you need to that need to be dealt professionally. Okay, because the training is not about to. They don't just train about the things which are in the Bible or how to preach or how to handle lessons that comes from the Bible, but there are some other responsibilities that they need to know.
Okay.
So
you're saying a pastor needs to have one church. Did I hear you well?
Yes, one church, it can help you to shepherd the members in a proper way because you know their needs and the challenges that they are going through.
So help me, my pastor. When we are talking about one church, how many people are we talking about here? I say this because when Peter preached, thousands were added to him. Jesus preached and he was leading thousands. How many members are we talking about here that the pastor is going to be able to handle if he has one church? One church having how many members?
Okay, because when you look at the nature of our church, like for example, where I come from here, you find that maybe a pastor in one district has got 50 churches. And maybe in each church, you find that there are maybe 400, sometimes 300 members. Now, it is very hard for the pastor to know the challenges that each member has because it's very hard to give them attention.
I understand, Pastor. I understand. You have made that point. I understand that. I just need you to clarify now, how many members can a pastor handle in that church? If you're going to have one church, how many members should that church have in order for his pastoral work to be effective and healthy for both him and the members? How many members should a church have?
I may not specify the number because it depends with the support that is given to the pastor. For example, maybe the elders, they are able to carry out some duties that the pastor is supposed to do. So I may not be specific relation.
But you
number,
just said, Pastor, the elders are not able to do that work. The elders are not trained for that work, so it needs to be done by the pastor. That's what you just said right now, isn't it?
Well,
so surely there is no way a pastor can, an elder can take the duties of a pastor if the elder cannot do the duties of the pastor.
That's why I've mentioned to say, if you get me clearly, it depends with the location or the area where you come from, because it's like, for example, some rural areas, the elders, they do not know their duties, okay? And when you look, to answer the question that you have just phrased, concerning the, to say, how many members the pastor is supposed to shepherd? So I've said I may not be specific, but it's supposed to be a less number so that he can be able to visit their homes, pray for them, and know their needs. As long as the number is...
Less than what? When you say it must be a less number, less than what?
Yes.
How many is less, my pastor? Is it 30?
The less number, maybe you can say, if maybe let's say 200 is okay, the pastor can be able to handle that membership.
I see.
Of course. Now, if the membership is large in that particular church, then it needs to open some other churches so that it can lead to the growth of the ministry.
So, when you say it's unhealthy, do you want to explain what this unhealthy is? When you say it's unhealthy for a pastor to have many churches, do you want to describe how unhealthy this is?
Okay, for that one, maybe you find that the pastor is busy. Sometimes you don't even have time for your family. Maybe you have got a lot of churches in your district. Each time you knock off, maybe you are visiting church members, you are tired, you know, that leads to burnout. And sometimes you can be drained spiritually because you don't have time for personal reflection. And sometimes you need prayers so that you can lead others into spiritual life.
Yeah. So for the members,
so the pastor,
how healthy?
You need time to rest.
Right.
You need time for your family. Not in the situation whereby each and every time you are just in the field visiting members. Sometimes auditing treasurers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Auditing?
Because administrative work is quite extensive.
Oh, okay. So. For the members, what is this unhealthiness that is going to happen if they only get to be visited by the deacons and the elders and not the pastor? What are they going to suffer? Do you want to share with us an example, perhaps?
Okay, sometimes, because if I'm a deacon at a particular church, I live, because like church members, they know how they live in the areas where they come from. Maybe my life is common. And of course, because there are some church members who cannot open up to their leaders in the local church, the challenges that they have in fear of that maybe their problems will be known by other people. So a pastor knows how to keep secrets. The pastor knows how to keep sensitive issues. But of course, sometimes the elders and deacons, maybe they may not be able to keep secrets within the church.
Okay. All right. We'll take. All right. I would love to inquire more about the part about keeping secrets of Mdala Mfundisi, but I think we're running out of time, so I'm going to leave it right there. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time and your insights. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again tomorrow, and we'll pick it up from tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. All right, that is our pastor for this week, who's going to be answering our questions, Pastor Vengai Moyo. Today he was answering the question, is it healthy for pastors to shepherd more than one church? Is it healthy for pastors to shepherd more than one church? And you heard his answers. If you have your own questions for your pastor, feel free to send us your questions. I'll have my producer find you a pastor who's going to answer your question.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.